Setelah selama setahun mengantar anak-anak ke sekolah, ke kegiatan olahraga dan aktivitas kurikuler sekolah, banyak orang tua berharap untuk tidur sedikit lebih lama dan menikmati musim meriah ini. Namun, dosen senior dan psikolog klinis di Universitas RMIT, Dr. Sofia Senos mengatakan bahwa harapan atas musim liburan ini harus menjadi waktu yang bahagia dan damai, terutama dengan kedatangan Natal, dapat menyebabkan ketegangan yang tidak diperlukan.
There is an expectation that family time is associated with happy times and good memories and family members enjoying each other's company, but we also know that that can be associated with increased stress as well. Especially for many families, there's that expectation that Christmas will be a celebration with family, extended family and friends, and that's not always possible. It can also increase tension when parents are expecting and wanting to spend an increased amount of time with their children.
Jadi, apa yang dapat keluarga Anda lakukan untuk menjadi lebih siap untuk menghabiskan musim liburan ini? Seorang ahli parenting dan penulis, Michael Gross, mengatakan orang tua dapat mulai dengan mengambil langkah mundur dan melihat dampak gaya pengasuhan mereka pada anak-anak mereka. Ia mengatakan gaya pengasuhan didasarkan pada sistem nilai yang berbeda dan dipengaruhi oleh budaya.
Parenting is quite diverse now because of the cultural nature. If you look at an Anglo style of parenting, is often what we call an authoritative approach, which is listening to kids. You know, it's a mixture of what I call firmness and warmth, but also allowing kids to participate more in the family and give them a little bit more of a voice. I think some parenting styles don't always fit in with that. I think some, perhaps Asian parenting styles, perhaps there's a little bit more pressure on kids. So if you look at that notion of firmness and warmth, there's often far more firmness in that style and also more likely to tell kids, less likely to negotiate with kids. And similarly with parents who come from an African background, far more hierarchical.
Ia mengatakan ia melihat keluarga di Australia yang memiliki latar belakang dari budaya Mediterania menunjukkan apa yang ia sebut pendekatan kolektivis.
I often talk to parents about your job is to make yourself redundant and don't do everything for your children. And if you're particularly a mother from a Southern European background, they might nod their head and say, yeah, very nice, Michael, but that's not the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to do as much as I can for my kids. So that's one difference, I guess. But the other thing which I find is really fantastic about the Southern European style of parenting is that very much more around family. There's a style which we see in Australia now, what I call parenting the individual child. It's very much an individual thing. If something goes wrong with a child, we sort of focus on that. Whereas when it's more a family focus, we don't focus so much on the individual child. We focus more on the family. So if something goes wrong, we all fix it up. So I think a Southern European style is more about building strong families.
Seringkali orang tua bisa menjadi sibuk selama musim liburan seperti ini. Sama seperti saat mereka bekerja. Kado Natal yang masih perlu dibeli, undangan acara akhir tahun dengan rekan kerja, persiapan makan malam Natal, kerabat dan anggota keluarga yang menginap dari luar negeri atau kota lain, dan daftar kewajiban lain yang perlu diselesaikan. Dan jika orang tua berharap untuk bersantai dan menghabiskan waktu bersama anak-anak mereka, daftar kewajiban tersebut bisa menjadi pemicu untuk stres dan konflik yang semakin menekan. Psikolog klinis Dr. Sofia Senos percaya orang tua perlu memprioritaskan komitmen mereka dalam waktu ini dan mengintegrasikan anak-anak mereka dalam proses pengambilan keputusan.
Well, it can be an opportunity for family members just to catch up with each other and talk to each other about the things that have been happening throughout the year, the things that they'd like to be doing in the following year. Communication is absolutely critical. And we know actually that as children get older, so teenagers, for example, we know that what often works really well is the parents including the teenagers in their plans for holidays. So asking the teenagers too, allowing the teenagers to have more of a voice.
Dosen senior dan peneliti di Fakultas Edukasi dari Universitas Western Sydney, Dr. Juan Orlando, juga percaya bahwa keluarga akan mendapat manfaat jika mereka membiarkan anak-anak mereka untuk membuat keputusan tentang bagaimana mereka ingin menghabiskan masa liburan mereka.
For example, I've spoken to some families who they might have 3 children. Each child gets to pick one thing they do in the holidays, whether it be go to the beach or, you know, one activity that everyone does together. It's only one, so that makes 3 activities. And then everyone's interests are also met in those activities, so everyone will want to take part in them more.
Ahli parenting Michael Gross mengatakan, keluarga yang bekerja keras panjang tahun, namun yang menyisihkan waktu cukup untuk satu sama lain selama liburan, umumnya merasa lebih terhubung. Ia mengatakan, keluarga dengan ikatan yang kuat memahami bahwa ini dapat dicapai dengan menerima bahwa setiap anggota keluarga dalam keluarga mereka berhak untuk mendapat beberapa waktu untuk beristirahat selama liburan.
Downtime is that opportunity where we just sit back and relax a little bit because there's no real timetable. That's what I call the family sort of bonding time, and that happens in holidays. Suddenly mum will sort of rub her shoulders next to one of the kids she hasn't rubbed her shoulders next to that often, and dad will do the same. And we just slow down and we get to know each other and get to relax with each other a little bit more as well.
Namun, menemukan cara untuk berhubungan kembali dengan satu sama lain selama liburan sekolah bisa menjadi hal yang sulit bagi keluarga dengan anak-anak yang berumur remaja. Hal ini dapat melelahkan bagi orang tua untuk berkomunikasi dengan anak-anak mereka dalam usia remaja dan yang menolak untuk berinteraksi dengan saudara mereka yang berusia lebih muda. Mr. Gross menyarankan strategi untuk membawa anak-anak remaja kembali ke dalam lingkaran keluarga.
It's really hard not to talk when you're doing something. So some of the best ways of talking to kids is just doing something with them, whether it's going for a walk or driving with them or just sharing some sort of activity outside. And many people listening to this might have grown up in a time when there was no dishwasher, that suddenly you may have been doing the dishes with a sibling or your mum or dad, and it's astonishing how the conversation just occurs. And that's the thing I call shoulder-to-shoulder parenting, where you're doing something side-by-side with someone, and suddenly the conversation just opens up.
Orang tua juga dapat membantu anak-anak mereka untuk berkomunikasi secara bebas dan jujur dengan mengadopsi ide berbasis di sekitar konsep bahwa lokasi akan membawa kembali memori. Mr. Gross menjelaskan bahwa pendekatan ini telah bekerja dengan baik di keluarganya sendiri.
Most people will remember where they were when they heard that Princess Di died, or back in my generation when you heard President Kennedy died, you know exactly where you were, you remember it. And that's because that location will carry that memory. So we need to do that in our families as well, as have a place where, you know, the chat happens, the talking happens, and don't contaminate it with fighting and conflict. So in our family, we as much as possible have kept the kitchen table as a conflict-free place. You know, the difficult conversations happen on a couch. I've found now as my children have left home, but when they come back to home, they'll always gather around the kitchen table to talk again because for them that's where family lay.
Isu lainnya yang mana banyak dihadapi oleh keluarga saat liburan sekolah adalah waktu tambahan yang mana anak mereka habiskan pada teknologi. Banyak keluarga mengerti bahwa dengan berakhirnya masa sekolah, kebanyakan anak-anak akan memiliki lebih banyak waktu dari biasanya untuk menghabiskan pada peringkat digital favorit mereka. Dan banyak orang tua prihatin tentang dampak ini terhadap perkembangan mereka. Dr. Juan Orlando mengakui penggunaan teknologi adalah salah satu sumber terbesar dari ketegangan di rumah. Namun ia mengatakan situasi dapat diatasi dengan mengadopsi rencana yang konsisten.
I think one of the best ways of approaching it is to think of the technology not necessarily as the enemy, but to think of the ways you can actually use technology to enhance your relationship with the child and to spend time and have fun together. So I think, well, you know, one thing to do is to do something together on your computer or on a screen. It might be finding a game that you both really enjoy or looking up a holiday together. So it's still that sharing time, and that's the most important thing, whether it's on a screen or not on a screen. But it also helps to position technology not necessarily as always the bad thing in the home, but a really useful thing as well.
Dan ia mengingatkan orang tua bahwa jika mereka ingin perilaku anak-anak mereka berubah, orang tua harus mulai sebagai contoh.
Absolutely, and that's one thing children tell me when I interview them, that mum and dad tell me to get off my computer or tell me to get off my phone, but they themselves continued to keep using it. So yeah, we are the best model for our children. So if we're expecting them to have time off screen, then we should ourselves.
Michael Gross menegaskan bahwa orang tua perlu memberlakukan pembatasan jika mereka merasa anak-anak menghabiskan terlalu banyak waktu di media sosial atau perangkat digital.
If that's all your kids are using, then you need to actually take some sort of stand, because social media and communication technology, it's a great learning tool, but it also in many ways it's an undemanding learning tool. And I'm seeing a group of kids who are coming through who are working more in the online world. They're not so comfortable in an offline world, in the real world. And the less confident you are in the real world, often the more time you'll spend in the online world.
Dr. Joan Orlando mengakui bahwa teknologi telah mengubah pekerjaan orang tua menjadi permainan yang sama sekali berbeda. Namun ia menjelaskan bahwa dalam penelitiannya, ia menemukan beberapa keluarga yang berhasil menggunakan teknologi secara bijaksana. Seperti keluarga yang menggunakan teknologi untuk membantu putri mereka yang berumur 9 tahun untuk berhubung kembali dengan neneknya yang berada di luar negeri.
So the mother lived in England and the daughter lived in Australia, and once a week for about half an hour, the granddaughter and the grandmother would be on Skype together and they would cook together. So they would cook the same dish but in each of their own kitchens. So something very simple, and they'd just cook together, they'd talk about, talk while they were cooking, and they'd make something and eat it at the same time, so it was almost like they were in the same room. And it was just a perfect example of how a way technology actually can bring the generations and also bring relatives who are distant together. It was a beautiful example, and the mother explained this as, a really special time, equally for the granddaughter as it was for the grandparent.